This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. In a report Monday, the World Health Organization said it is never too late for even the worst infected countries to turn around the COVID-19 pandemic if strong leaders encourage their populations to implement proven basic health measures. 6 months ago, when the WHO declared COVID-19 a public health emergency of international concern, there were fewer than 100 cases and no deaths outside China. Right now, more than 18 million people globally have been infected with the coronavirus, 4.6 million of them in the hard-hit United States and 2.7 million in Brazil. Nearly 700,000 people have died worldwide from COVID-19. That's nearly 155,000 in the United States, just over 94,000 in Brazil. Congressional Democrats and Trump administration officials resumed talks today aimed at hammering out a coronavirus relief bill after missing a vital deadline to extend relief benefits to tens of millions of jobless Americans. Top Democrats in Congress and top representatives of President Donald Trump met in the United States following U.S. Capitol following weekend reports progress, but the two sides remain far apart. Norwegian police have opened an investigation after 41 people tested positive for the new coronavirus after two different cruises in July. Norway's expedition cruise line Hurtigruten announced Monday it was suspending operations after the COVID-19 outbreak on the MS Roald Amundsen cruise liner. 36 crew members and 5 passengers became infected. The outbreak has led to criticism against the company for starting cruises prematurely and being slow to inform the nearly 400 passengers after the first case was confirmed. This is VOA News. The Chinese company that owns the popular video sharing app TikTok is exploring all possibilities to ensure that its subsidiary can continue operating in the United States. That's according to a memo sent out Monday by Chief Executive Officer Zhang Yumeng. Beijing-based ByteDance has come under pressure from Washington to sell off its U.S. TikTok operations over concerns that the company's links to the Chinese government threaten the privacy of U.S. citizens. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told Fox News on Sunday that President Donald Trump is likely to take action in the coming days. In the meantime, Microsoft said in a blog post on Sunday that its CEO has spoken with Mr. Trump about the potential acquisition of TikTok. Zhang, who founded ByteDance in 2012, said on Monday that his teams are working around the clock for the best outcome. Without naming Microsoft directly, he acknowledged that ByteDance is in negotiations with a tech firm, but said there's no deal yet. A deadly Islamic State attack on a prison in the eastern Afghan city of Jalalabad has left at least 29 people dead and around 50 others wounded, including prisoners and security personnel. Authorities say the Sunday attack by the local IS chapter went well into Monday and lasted about 20 hours. The defense ministry issued a statement Monday declaring the attack at the Nangarhar prison over and said the buildings in which the IS fighters took positions were cleared. Officials said 10 terrorists, that's the government's description, 10 terrorists were killed during the military operation, which also took the lives of 2 members of the security forces. The statement also said 10 prisoners were killed and 6 others wounded by the assailants. The prison held nearly 1,800 inmates at the time it was attacked. Police said they arrested more than 1,000 prisoners who tried to flee, but some inmates were still missing. The attack claimed by the Islamic State group through its media arm started with a car bomb blast, followed by gunmen storming the facility. Lebanon's foreign minister has resigned. Nassef Hidi handed in his resignation Monday. He warned that the country's financial crisis and its lack of political will to change could pose the biggest threat to the nation since its civil war. Hidi said Lebanon runs the risk of becoming what he called a failed state. A career diplomat became foreign minister in January as part of Prime Minister Hassan Diab's government. And in Western Africa, the Gambian government says 3 of its ministers have tested positive for COVID-19. The State House of the Gambia says the country's finance minister, petroleum and energy minister, and agricultural minister all tested positive for the virus. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, and you're listening to VOA News.